Hey, it's John Gibson, Morning Digestion for Tuesday, April 2nd. I guess you might be able to tell I'm still sick. I just feel like crap. But I did wake up early and got up, sat in my wingback chair and thought I'd take a nap at 4:30. But instead I was awake and I thought, let me look at the news. And boy, what a bunch of stuff. All right, so let's start off the top with politics. Biden's spokesman says there's been a cottage industry of lies about Biden's gropiness. I don't know what he's talking about. He says some of these pictures are fake. I don't believe that. I've watched Biden doing this for years, just years, and always wondered, when's he going to get called out on this? I mean, I'm just telling you, if you're not Joe Biden, you try this and see what happens. You'll get hammered. I mean, it's one thing to do it in private, and apparently now that's not allowed. But, you know, Biden's done it in front of TV cameras for just years. And now he's suddenly waking up to the fact that, women who aren't actually close to you, don't like you grabbing their shoulders and sticking your face in their hair and whispering in their ear in public. I mean, one of the pictures that really amazes me is apparently he was in a campaign stop someplace and he went into this biker bar or hamburger place and he's sitting behind his biker chick, you know, middle-aged woman. And there's two of her biker buddies around him. One of them probably was a husband. And Biden's pulling this whole stunt, gets behind him, puts his hand on his shoulders, you know, got his face in her hair, whispering in her ear, and she's kind of laughing. And the two biker guys are looking at him like, what the fuck? And, so a second woman has come forward. This first story about Biden's spokesman is in The Hill, but it's in lots of other places, too. But a second woman has come forward, Ms. Floros, talked about him pulling this stunt with her and how she didn't like it and didn't want it. And now another woman's come forward. And at the same time, Mika went on the air to say, yes, he's very friendly, but he's totally safe. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Sure, Mika. That piece is in Vanity Fair. Breitbart, Whoopi defends Joe. Breitbart, Pelosi says Biden's gropiness is not disqualifying. New York Times, Biden is ahead in his party, but horribly out of step and may have to apologize constantly. New York Times woke columnist, female, says wrong time for out of touch Biden, like he has more time. This is his time or no time. Biden needs to cut it out, and so does the mob, says longtime Washington Post columnist and reporter Karen Tumulty. Meghan McCain defends Biden. Truly decent, she said. Tapper says, try what Biden did. Bet you get fired. And on other matters, Mayor Pete raises $7 million. That's in The Hill. And in the Washington Post, Kamala Harris has raised $12 million. Trump, House Democrats demand full Mueller report. They don't want anything redacted, not even a comma. And they want it right now, damn it. That's the Yahoo News. Bolton going mega Bolton, even if it sometimes pisses off Trump. That's in Yahoo.com, the finance section. 25 people rejected for security clearances at the White House, but got them anyway. That's in the AP News, and that's because Trump said, give them the damn security clearance. Politico says, Trump now says, we'll kill Obamacare after 2020. Apparently, the Republicans convinced him that that's not something he wants to be doing before the election. Immigration. Kellyanne says he's not bluffing about closing the $1.5 billion a day border. Good. He's not bluffing. That's in Politico. I mean, Mexico's letting these caravans go through, giving them special papers. Mexico has to stop them. And if it means closing the border and hurting some people on this side, I will give up my avocados. But Mexico needs to be brought to heel on this issue. And I hope Trump isn't bluffing. Washington Post, Mexico gives caravans clear sailing to the U.S. border. AP News, Trump considers immigration czar for the border crisis. One of the funny things about this story is apparently there's two people being considered for this. Well, three. Chris Kobach, Ken Cuccinelli, and Thomas Holman. Now, Cuccinelli is a former attorney general for Virginia, and he's described this piece as being a far right winger, which I think is grossly unfair. Hold on, I got to let Cisco in. He's outside barking. All right, I'm back. where was I? Oh, hold on, I'll get the list. Trump considers him as immigration czar. Yeah, I mean, this is in the AP News, and Ken Cuccinelli described as far right. It's just crazy. He's not far right. Trump cuts, the Washington Post, cuts off aid to three countries. Critics claim the aid was used to slow immigration. Well, they didn't do a very good job. Wall Street Journal, White House pushing to expand the Remain in Mexico plan. This is if you show up and claim asylum, we'll have a judge look at your claim, but you got to stay in Mexico till it's your turn. Social justice warriors, when the Washington Post went after CBS's Jeff Fager, the Washington Post famous editor, Marty Baron, ran interference for Fager. That's in a website called The Cut. New York Times, Virginia's racists and sexual predators are still in office and are unlikely to be tossed. That's Governor Northam and Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. Tech, this is a good laugh, Lyft stock drops below the IPO price. It's in the New York Times. And this also is said to give the following IPOs, namely Uber, Pinterest, Peloton, Slack. There's a whole bunch of them. Is giving both investors and the company people, you know, some perspective here. Maybe you know, a high IPO price isn't such a great idea. And the reason is that both Lyft and Uber lose money, close to $1 billion a year. And the Washington Post says actually what Uber and Lyft are trying to do is survive long enough on other people's money for driverless vehicles to put their drivers out of jobs, because then they'll start being profitable if they don't have to actually pay the drivers. And anybody driving for Uber and Lyft ought to realize you're just helping them get to that zone. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Okay, so this is this is a go figure story. Mick Jagger had to postpone the Stones tour because he's going to have heart surgery on Friday. Apparently, needs a valve. Meanwhile, Keith Richards keeps chugging along with virtually no problem. As somebody said, you know, his drug history sounds like a DEA evidence locker. But there he is. Keith is fine. Mick isn't having heart surgery. Page 6, New York Post, Jeff Zucker to run for mayor of New York. It's a rumor. The suspect in the Nipsey Hussle killing is named Eric Holder. No, he's not that one. That's in Yahoo News. New York and San Francisco will charge you to drive into their busy parts. That's in the New York Times. The test well drilled 30 years ago in Anwar showed nothing, according to the New York Times. It's been, you know, whatever the results of that test well were, have been secret for a long time. I've actually been there and looked at the pipe in the ground, and you know, whatever the results were of that were tippy top secret for decades. But now a lawyer who's seen them says it was really nothing. New York Times does a piece about the leggings dust up. A mother whose son attended Notre Dame complained women should be wearing leggings because it makes them look naked, except that, you know, something's painted on them. But women say, we like our leggings, and that's that. And you know what? I bet the Notre Dame mother's son likes them, too. The New York Times, this is interesting. They ran a piece by an FCC commissioner saying that big tech is using your location data to sell. And, you know, that's bad, and he wants to stop it. Fair enough. But the way they framed this story was that big tech is actually helping bounty hunters find you. Well, you know, if somebody skips bail and there's a bounty hunter on your tail, I mean, who really is rooting for the person who skipped? I mean, I don't understand the Times point of view here. If the bounty hunters are using this data to find you, well, don't do something to get you arrested and you're out on bail. And if you are on bail, don't jump bail. It's weird. Washington Post, Khashoggi kids get millions from the Saudi killers. That's MBS and the rest. And, of course, the Washington Post is making, you know, more out of the Khashoggi thing than anybody else because he was one of theirs. And in Breitbart, Teen Vogue tells teens binary gender is bullshit. So, you know, if you've got a kid, a young woman especially, and she wants to look at Teen Vogue, put the Bic to it and burn it. Okay, so I may make the podcast this afternoon. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how I feel. But to tell you the truth right now, I feel like crap. And I'm not looking forward to going down and sitting in the studio for an hour cutting sound bites and then trying to talk my way through it. But we'll see. Check this space later. I may be able to do the podcast, and it would be posted as usual about between 3 and 4 Eastern. Okay, that's the morning digestion, even though I sound like crap and I feel like crap.